We have not only the boss, but the bossy with us. And no, I'm not being mean about our next guest. I'm just telling you, that is her name. She is Michelle Bossy, and she is a theatrical director based out of New York. She's also done some artistic directing and some associate artistic directing for Primary Stages, which is a pretty major off-Broadway theater in New York City. So I'm going to ask her all sorts of questions about the theater here on Inside Broadway on Dave's Gone By. So first, let us make sure that we have her with us and on the phone. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it just sounds... It's amazing. You know, when we were prepping you, you said that you're in Central Park, but you never know that you were on a cell phone in the middle of the park. You just sound so clear. I wish everybody's cell phone... Are you Verizon or are you the other... another provider?
AT&T.
Go figure.
Well,
bravo.
But yes, I'm just enjoying a day in New York City after having spent the past couple weeks indoors in the theater. We had our first preview last night for Unplugged In, and it's just nice to breathe a sigh of relief that it went very, very well, and now I can just take a few minutes to relax in the park.
Just a few, because you have a show tonight as well, I assume.
We do, yes, and we'll do some changes. When you're working on a new play, there are always many changes, particularly to the script, and our playwright has been with us throughout the process. His name is Brian Proft. And I think he has rewritten every single page of the 95 pages of the script. So we've put the actors through a lot in memorization.
I can imagine. It's Brian Proft, if people are looking up the show. P-R-A-C-H-T. Tell us what is Unplugged In about.
It's about three friends in an apartment in Astoria, which is one of the little towns in Queens. And one of them happens to think that the world is going to end in 2012. So he is trying to find how he fits into a new age coming. And the friends surrounding him are sort of trying to keep it together, keep their relationship together, keep their house from sort of going wild. So it's a lot like I've been comparing it to This Is Our Youth by Kenneth Lonergan.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a coming of age play. So how people transition from this sort of post college but still in an adolescent phase to truly being adults and taking ownership of their lives.
Hell, I'm 48 years old, and I'm still in that phase. I completely admit it. So how did you get hooked into this play? How did it come to you, and of the zillions of plays out there, how did you get attached to it and then get it up on stage?
Well, Brian Proft and I have actually had a long-standing friendship and collaborative relationship. He and I went to college together, actually, and I saw the first show that he ever wrote, which is a play called Spectacular Brown, and I really just always have admired his voice as a writer. And then, some of the producers and I were talking about what felt like the right play for right now, and we were really excited by the theme of 2012. I do think it's on people's minds, whether or not they believe that something is going to change in 2012. It's a little like Y2K, people have it on their radar and how they might feel about it. So it felt like the right time to be doing this play, and a play that we felt like we could do really well at Theater Row, which is our venue, that we could really make it an event.
And how, again, well, are you a producer on the show and the director or just directing? How's that working out? How do you get produced?
I am one of the producers on the show as well as the director. I find that because that's my role at Primary Stages as one of the producers, I find myself, even when I'm not the producer, I find myself doing a lot of the producerial work, which is a place I'm really, really happy and comfortable in.
Well, let me ask, when people think of producers, they're either going to think of Zero Mostel and Gene Wilder casting about for the world's greatest flop, or these old-style Evil David Merrick people who nevertheless are able to shake the tree and get millions of dollars and just throw it at a show. What does it mean to be a producer off-Broadway in this day and age, both at a place like Primary Stages and also more for, you know, yourself and your colleagues, not at Primary Stages?
It's a good question. It can mean a lot of different things. Sometimes it's a pure money person. They're in charge of fundraising, or they're bringing in a certain amount of money. We at Primary Stages, because we're off Broadway and nonprofit, it means something a little different. So while we do fundraising at either a foundation level or a government level or an individual level, it also means putting together the team and making sure the show is executed in a way that feels faithful to the playwright's intention. Primary Stages is a theater company dedicated to new work and playwrights. So we always start with the playwright and then build the team around them. We ask the playwright who they would like to direct their play from the very start. But on Unplugged In, it means some different things. It means marketing the show. It means getting people together, finding a way to work on a limited budget and still produce a beautiful show that feels very professional. So there are similarities, but also Unplugged In, I'm kind of doing a little bit of everything as well as directing, while at Primary Stages, my job is a little more specific, and it's more to the artistic part of the process.
Well, Primary Stages, I think you said, is off-Broadway. Unplugged In, is that considered off or off-off, Unplugged In?
Unplugged In is considered off-off-Broadway.
So do you have to deal with unions at all or not on that one?
We do, yeah. We have equity actors in our show, and our designers are members of their union. And there are limitations in terms of our carpenters and our hours at the theater. So we do deal with unions, but the contracts are different from those at Primary Stages.
Okay. So also, and you know, forgive me for being obsessed with money, but I'm always curious about this sort of thing. A show at Primary Stages, which again fits into a season, and they are a not-for-profit, but also, you know, what would that cost, a non-musical, let's say, compared to Unplugged In? What does that cost to put up? But also in a pretty, you know, off-Broadway theater. It may be an off-Broadway show, but you're doing it on Theater Row. So what is the budget for one, and what's the budget for another?
I believe our budget at Unplugged In is about $35,000. And our budget for a Primary Stages show is about $200,000 per show.
Good Lord. Now,
sometimes ranging upwards to $275,000.
A $250,000 for a show at Primary Stages. And it all goes to the actors? Is it bigger sets? Why is it so much more?
It is. You know, it's what the contract is at Equity. We are required to pay a certain amount of money per week to our performers. Also, the fees for the director and playwright are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then rental. I think rental in New York City is sort of outrageous for the spaces. So you end up spending a lot of money to marketing a show, putting an ad in a New York Times art section. All of these things really add up. And of course, there's a full-time staff at Primary Stages, so that is sort of factored into it, too.
How much the
salaries are.
Now, Primary Stages, didn't they used to have their own home, or did they not? They used to be on, like, 45th all the way around 9th and 10th, weren't they?
That's exactly right, yeah. We were, our old space was on 45th between 8th and 9th Avenues.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved to 59 and 59 theaters about 6 years ago, and we're the resident company there in their main stage space. And actually, that was a really fortuitous move for us because there are a lot of East Siders in Manhattan who don't like to go to the West Side to see theater. They sort of stay in their Upper East Side area, but they're big art lovers, it's a very cultural, very sophisticated group of people. So we were able to tap into this new group of subscribers and donors, which has really helped us to grow.
Yeah.
I've been with Primary Sages for almost 10 years, and the amount of growth that we've had is just astounding. It's been a very exciting time to be there.
I can imagine. I mean, who? By the way, who is the artistic director? I want to say it, but I don't want to get his name. Is it Timothy Childs?
Oh, no. That's fine. His name is Andrew Lindsay.
Andrew Lindsay, right, of course. Yes, yes.
And our founder is Casey Childs, and he's our executive producer. So he has been with the company for all of our 28 seasons, guiding us. And Andrew has been the artistic director for about 11 years.
So what are some of the most important, like a top two or three things that you learned at the feet of either Andrew Lindsay or Casey Childs?
I think one of the most important things has been how to treat artists, particularly playwrights. I feel like some people approach the work saying that they're going to do what's best for the production, but we try to do what's best for the play and the playwright in our approach. And the way we talk about art, whenever we have a note for a playwright, we try to talk to them in a very constructive way. And I think that that's something that we're able to carry through not only to our productions, but also to our writers group, which I run, our school ESPA, which is the Einhorn School for Performing Arts, where we have acting and playwriting and directing courses, and just in our day-to-day dealings with playwrights, when we go to a reading, when we talk to them about a play of theirs we've read. And I feel like that's something that I didn't know before I went to Primary Stages. And also how to enjoy it, how to make it, you know, we're doing something very creative and very fulfilling, and how to make that something central, a central part of your life. We're lucky, people who get to be a part of the theater community, because we get to pretend all day.
It's a fun way to
creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great life.
Now, we are talking with Michelle Bossy. She is the director of a show called Unplugged In that just began previews last night. When does it open?
It opens on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And it runs until?
It runs until June 9th.
So, it's a very short run. It's from now through June 9th at the, which theater?
At the Lion at Theater Row.
410 West 42nd Street. That's, I think, between 9th and 10th, unless I'm mistaken. So everybody do check out that play. But I want to ask Michelle Bossy about some other stuff. Since she has been at Primary Stages for a decade now, she has worked on plays, and I guess with playwrights, of extreme respect and notoriety. People like Athol Fugard. So I just want to ask, like, anecdotal stuff of, like, what it was like to work on plays and with these people, like Athol Fugard.
Anecdotally, could you repeat the last part of that question?
Well, in other words, I would love to hear, since we've done plays by Fugard and Durang and Horton Foote and A.R. Gurney, I mean, you know, I would love to hear a little bit about each and every one of these people and your experience working with them.
Well, we didn't have, unfortunately, Athol was not able to be with us throughout most of the process when we produced his play, Exits and Entrances. I know right now at the Signature Theater, they're doing an entire season of his work. But he, you know, he hasn't really been in the country as much as we would have hoped when we were doing that project. However, we do have a really long-standing relationship with A.R. Gurney, or as he's referred to, Pete Gurney, which was one thing that actually I was really, I remember reading The Dining Room in high school, and then, and Sylvia, and then this idea that I was actually going to be around Pete Gurney, who is just the loveliest man you've ever met in your life. He actually presented us with, a long-standing award, an Outstanding Body of Work award, a Drama Desk award. And just the way he talks about people and to people, and he's sort of like this wonderful uncle or that you know, you love to be around. And in terms of Christopher Durang, we did a musical of his called Adrift in Macau, which was...
That was a hit.
Tricky
that
stuff was... because it was a musical based on film noir. So getting the tone of it right was really a feat. But I think we pulled it off nicely. And he's just one of the most humble, kind of shy men, actually. He's very even. And that was a great thrill to work with him.
I'll bet.
Are there any other playwrights you were interested in hearing about?
Well, the late Horton Foote.
Yeah, we're actually about to produce a trilogy of plays by Horton, a bunch of one-acts by him called Harrison, Texas. And this is the first time we'll actually be producing a deceased playwright. It's very sad for us, actually, because we worked on dividing the estate with him amongst many other plays that we produced. Mm-hmm. And we were the last ones to produce him while he was still alive. So it was a very, you know, it was a sad thing, his passing, but he was so invested in the work. And once he told me that he would never produce a play unless the characters he was writing about, because he always wrote about his family members and his friends, once they would pass away, then he would let the play be produced, which I thought, how personal and how, you know, open and honest his writing was, but also how protective he was of the people he wrote about in his life. It's going to be very hard to work on his show not having him around, but I'm glad that his daughters will be a part of the process.
Oh, is Hallie going to be acting in it, or is she directing, or how is she involved?
Hallie will be performing in it. And then right after we produce Horton's plays, we'll be doing a new play by Daisy Foote called Him, and Hallie will also perform in that play.
Cool. So is that this season? When are these going to be happening?
Yes, they'll start in July. The Harrison, Texas plays will begin in July, and then Him by Daisy Foote will begin end of August.
Cool beans. All right. Yeah, I hadn't seen, you know, I hope you're not jumping the gun by announcing this, because I haven't seen press stuff on this yet.
No, it's not. It's not secret information. We have announced it.
Okay.
And I hope that any of you interested in Primary Stages will check us out on primarystages.org.
Primarystages.org. But let me ask you a question as Associate Artistic Director of this space that's been around for 28 years. You've been there for 10 years. What I wonder about is how you massage feelings of people that you've already worked with. Because let's say, you know, you've worked with all these famous people and maybe some playwrights who aren't as famous and who presumably are coming up with a new play every year or two or three. How do you, and you only get to do three, maybe four plays a season. How do you...
Right.
You know, kind of tell a playwright that you've worked with already and say, well, you know, this one may not be for us, or we're already booked, or, you know, whereas a playwright kind of wants to find a home and figure, oh, they did this one, hopefully they'll do my next one. How do you balance that?
I think that's the hardest part of the job, actually, and the hardest part about what we do, because there's constant, for all of us, in one way or another, there is rejection in this business, and it's hard to navigate, especially when you're the one. I think it's harder, actually, to tell somebody that this play isn't quite right for us. But there is a certain criteria that we look for at Primary Stages. We need to know that we can do a good job producing that play, whether it's a cast size that we can manage, it has set demands that we can accommodate, you know, that we can wrap our arms around it. Musicals are trickier for us. We haven't done as many. We've only done about five musicals. That's something we'd like to do more of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that one thing we try to do when we talk to a playwright is think of the ways that we might be able to help them. Maybe saying that another theater XYZ might be right, the right venue for their show, or introducing to them to somebody who might be help them get it to the next place. Because the playwrights who are a part of this community too, they'll always be a part of this community. So you have to find a way to maintain the relationship while being honest with them.
And how many does Primer Stages do, like 3 shows a season? Is that their usual, or what's normal?
Usually 3 to 4 shows a season. This year we'll be producing 4 plays, one in collaboration with Playwrights Horizons.
Oh, very nice. What show is that?
That one is The Call by Tanya Barfield, and that will be in the spring of next year.
Cool. Have you ever done any directing for Primer Stages?
Most of the work I've done for Primary Stages in directing has been for readings and workshops. I recently directed a musical called High School Confidential for Primary Stages that's being published.
Ooh.
And it's a play for young audiences. But one thing that we're always really clear about is that we don't pick a play because we get to direct it. That's something that we reserve the playwright. We give them the power to say who they would like to direct their play. So we try to never force ourselves on anybody. And in that way, I think we're in line with a lot of other New York theaters. In regional theaters, I think a director will pick a play because they want to direct it, whereas we are choosing our season based on the plays that we really want to see make it to the stage next season.
Cool. We're talking with Michelle Bossi, the Associate Artistic Director of Primary Stages, and also separately, the director of a show called Unplugged In that is at the Lion Theater off Broadway, 410 West 42nd Street. It's an off Broadway production. I guess is it a showcase? Is that what they call it, or not? Or
yes, it is.
Right. So let me. That was the other thing. I hate to keep coming back to money, but I'm also trying to help direct and produce a show myself. So admittedly, there's some internal brain workings going on in my own head as I talk to you. And one of the things that is kind of sticking in my head is, okay. You said the budget is about $35,000 on Unplugged In. You've got 3 weeks just about at the Lion Theater because you're there from May 25th, which was yesterday. Of course, you started previews last night, through June 9th. And so if you're charging X amount per seat, do you break even? Do you think you can make a profit? Is it not about making a profit? Are there grant funding involved? How do you recoup $35,000 in 3 weeks off Broadway?
Well, I don't think the goal is to make back our money, actually, which might sound pretty crazy. But we did receive a grant for our theater rental package. So that was a big part of it, part of the budget. And that was from the Mill Atelier Foundation. And then we were fortunate enough to receive donations from individuals, some very large and some smaller. We have one producer named Jack Sharkey involved with us who has helped finance a lot of the show. And we are under it an umbrella with Fractured Atlas that is giving us tax deductible donations. The donations have been tax deductible for all of our individuals who have given to us.
So you're not necessarily a not for profit, but in some ways you function as a not for profit.
That's right. Yes, because of our umbrella status with Fractured Atlas, and I think for us the goal was to do justice to this fantastic play, Unplugged In, and to have an opportunity to work in these capacities, whether it's producers who are finding their way into their career, or for me, a directing opportunity that I was so excited to take on for these actors who are so talented and, you know, early in their careers. So this is a big moment for them as well. I think that for all of us, the goal was to do the best possible production. And should we make some of our money back, that's excellent. But more so, you know, trying to put on the best show possible.
There's really nothing like theater where everybody just kind of gets involved. It's like, we've got to do the very, very best thing. Let's work our asses off. Let's work 12, 15 hours a day. Let's kill ourselves. And you know, oh, well, yeah, money. Yeah, it would be nice if we made some money, but yeah, that's so low on the list, you know, in this era when everything is about J.P. Morgan and Wall Street and everything else. And I still think it's kind of cool that that's a mindset out there. And then, and thank God with your gig at Primary Stages, you're able to go and do that. I think that's pretty neat, too.
They've been really great to let me take a little time this week, especially during tech, and focus on the play. But I always say this to people I meet who are considering a career in theater. You don't go into theater to be wealthy. You go into it because you love it so much you cannot imagine doing anything else with your life. And go be in film and television if you want to do a for-profit thing, which is totally fine. But theater is a labor of love, for sure.
It is a labor of love, although it does help to have rich friends and rich believers. It helps. It certainly helps.
Yes.
But it also helps to have people who are committed and caring and talented, just like Michelle Bossy, doing off and off Broadway theater. So everybody, do go see the show that she has directed at the Lion Theater. It's called Unplugged In by a playwright named Brian Pracht. It just started previews last night. It's going to be playing through June 9th off Broadway at the Lion Theater, right on in the Theater Row complex. Michelle, I want to thank you very, very much. It's been a delight talking to you, and of course, wish you the best of luck on that show and with the whole Primary Stages season.
Thank you so much. This was great. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been great. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.